So this morning I was getting ready for breakfast and I got the call from my cousin Phil that his mother went to be with the Lord. So forgive me. I cried with him. And also rejoiced with him. It's really a wonderful thing we said together. It's wonderful. I remember on the very day that my father died, I was told, I was here actually, it was Labor Day, and I was told that his brother Gordon, Martha's husband, went to visit him. And he said to him, "Edwin, you're about to see and enter into what you proclaimed, what you preached all those years." And so we rejoice. We don't know any particulars about any funeral services, memorial, or anything, but just want to make that announcement. Just before meeting, he wrote to me and said I was free to share the news. Actually, when he called me, he was on his way from the hospital to tell his father, who was home, so I really wasn't free to share the news. But he wrote me and said that, tell the saints. And I said, we'll be praying for you. So, dear Lord, we do want to thank you for taking Sister Martha this morning to be with yourself, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And we just want to pray for your comfort to be ministered to the whole family, especially to Brother Gordon. Bless him today, Lord. Speak to his heart today. He always looks to you and gets a word from you, too. He's been blessed like that. And I pray that today he'll get a word from you. Perhaps more than one, as you speak words of comfort to his heart. Encourage him. Bless him today. And let your hope shine brightly in his heart. Lord, you have filled him with all joy and peace in believing in Jesus. Now cause him today to abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray. And as he sorrows, we know it's not as others who have no hope. But bless him today especially. And also the whole family. We think of Ruth and her family and Janet and her family and Philip and his family. And also the church family. So we pray that you'll just come to them all, comfort their hearts, and draw them heavenward, we pray. For your name's sake and for your glory. Amen. So, Phil was the minister here for the fourth period. That was August 9th. And it's become customary for him to be here together with his parents. And just about that time, they called a few days before, and it was, we don't think that they can come up yet. Mom has a blood clot, so that has to be taken care of. But Phil said, maybe when you go up on Thursday, you bring my parents. So that's how, I mean, the plans were for them to be here. And it was only when she was hospitalized with the blood clot that they discovered that she was more sick than they ever thought. And then day after day, they realized that it was too far advanced for them to try to help her or rectify things medically. So it was very quick. Just 3 weeks ago today was the beginning of the fourth period, right? 3 weeks, I think. I think for the most part, I mean, I visited her a number of times, and even wanted to go home on my night off Thursday to see her. And Philip said, "Oh no, it's okay. Don't you know? Stay put. It's all right. Sure, you can see her when you come home from Labor Day." So this morning I said, "Oh, now I feel a little bad." He said, "No, you did the right thing." So, I just say that through most all of that time, she was free of pain, and really with it, she, Aunt Martha, she was lying in the bed, yes, but she was kind of in charge, you know, directing things, and very sharp. It was wonderful. And okay, read to me now, and okay, let's pray. And we had good little visits. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful this morning for her life, and for her ministry, and her faithfulness, and her joy today, to be forever with the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, now we have Sister Lucy. She's with us. And it's her birthday today. And, you know, when I asked your son to come to camp for Labor Day weekend, and he couldn't come yesterday, and in fact, that was good for me because I asked him to fill in for me at the Friday night meeting at Ridgewood. But I realize now why he was so quick to say, yes, I'll come to camp. It's because it's your birthday, and he's going to see you. And I expect Brother Kenny will be with us. I've asked him to speak to us in the evening meeting. So, Sister Lucy, we're so thankful for you. And I asked Sister Lucy if she had a song, and it's not in the book, but you might know it. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. You want us to sing it with you, right? Okay. If you know this, just sing along. This is for Sister Lucy. For her birthday, but it's our testimony, the testimony of all of us. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so kind and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart, life, whatever, misery and woe, Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me. Someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Sister Lucy, I don't know if you wanted to say something. I mean, you're only 70 once, so 60. I don't know what you are. It doesn't matter.
I just want to say how much I love Jesus. So wonderful. He's my strength. He's my life. My everything. I'm so in love with Jesus. It's so wonderful that I could be here and just sit in His presence and be blessed. How wonderful to see me in the presence of Jesus. It's so refreshing. It's so invigorating. I just love Him. He's so wonderful. I can't express how much I love Him. He's my everything, my only Lord. And I'm so thankful that I could be here with Jesus. It's so glorified. And the presence of Jesus is so precious. I just want to sink it all in. I just want to absorb it. Oh, He's so precious to me. I don't know what I would do without my Jesus, and I feel so privileged that I found Him. When I was 17 years old, I was at the camp, and I had a real experience with Jesus. And I went home, and it was better and better every day. And now I'm 64. I'm 84. And I'm so thankful for that God made a way for me to come and sit in His presence here. And the love of the people, you just feel that love. The people show you, but it's Jesus. It's just Jesus. So I just want to keep getting filled with Him. I can't get enough of Him. I want more and more.
Thank you.
More and more every day. And I'm going to just accept all that Jesus has for me. And thank you for your prayers. He's taken me through. I had cancer and it's gone.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus. Lord, we pray that the windows of heaven would be open upon our dear sister all day today. God, may you give her the blessing that she desires. We pray that you'll minister again to her body and continue to strengthen her. And Lord, we just pray that you'll answer the cries of her heart. Bless this dear daughter of God, we ask. May it be a wonderful day in Jesus, all day today for her. And we include our sister Anne-Marie, whose birthday it is too today. Lord, bless her all day. We pray that you'll meet her over this weekend, Lord, and minister to her as well. Meet the cries of her heart too. We ask all these things in thy name. Amen.
Amen.
For the Bible tells me so, little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Take this heart of mine, make it pure and wholly thine. Thou hast bled and died for me. I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Amen. Now, is it anyone else's birthday? Anybody else? Okay. Thank you, Lord. You know, God knows that it's your birthday, and starting a new year walking with Him. Praise the Lord. He'll give you grace and make it the best year yet, as we sing. A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you, every day of the year. May you feel Jesus here. A happy birthday to you, a happy birthday to you, and the best year you ever had. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, we're so happy. I know we are all so happy to be together. And I'm going to ask Brother Luton to choose the next song that we're going to sing before he comes to speak to us. Oh, I caught you by... Oh, okay. That's okay. You're on the spot enough to this morning. Unless you have one.
No.
I caught you by surprise. What about your wife? Same? Okay. Oh, good. Number 20. In the camp song books, number 20. And again, if anyone would like to stand with me as we sing, I invite you to do that.
Oh, blessed fellowship, divine, all joy, supremely sweet, companionship.
Testimonies, something resonates when we sing it, right? Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime. Now, how about the men sing that chorus once? What do you think? I think that would be nice. Even if you never sang it before, it's not too hard, right? Let's sing it together. We men, we can do it. Okay, chorus.
Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime, my Jesus with me all the time. Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime, my Jesus with me all the time.
Now let's hear the ladies sing it, okay? Come. Be seated and we'll sing it all together.
Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime, I'm Jesus with me all the time. Oh, wondrous bliss, oh, joy sublime, I'm Jesus with me.
Praise the Lord. I mentioned that we have these schedules here. They're right up here on this pulpit. And help yourself if you want to know what time things are going to be. So we couldn't be happier than we are to welcome the Lutons here. So happy that both of them can be here again. And Brother Ed and Sister Barbara are dear friends of many of us, and I count them among my dearest friends, and I praise the Lord for their lives. I'm so thankful that you could be here. Now, Brother Ed, I asked him to speak to us this morning, and I'm inviting you to come now, and we have all day, Brother Ed. So just take as much time as you like, and I want to show you this nifty pulpit. There are two positions. This position is the one I like for me, and you may like this one. The light might be better. Tell me which one you want.
This one.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. And I suppose this has another position. So I probably need a lower one than you. It's a real privilege to be back again this year. And I was here last year, and I think the year before. And each year I don't know if I'll be able to come the next year, because we are missionaries in South Africa, so we're far away. But it worked out so wonderfully. Last year, we got rid of a car that we had kept in reserve for ourselves for 9 years, and at last we there were various reasons why we needed to get rid of the car. For one thing, there wasn't a space for it. The place that it had stayed in our absence before was no longer available. And so then one of the problems about coming back this year, we wondered, well, how are we going to get around? And because we do need to go to various places, we've done quite a lot of traveling during the time we've been here. And but our son, who lives in Rhode Island, offered the use of his car for right through the month of August. And so that was wonderful. We flew into Boston, and he met us, and we stayed a few days with him, and then we were able to take his car. And the first place we went was to New York City, where we were there for the weekend. And then we went on to Michigan, and then eventually down to Missouri. And now we're here. We're on our way back to take the car back to him. And so it's just on the way, more or less, from Michigan. And so I really feel like the Lord was so good to us give us that opportunity, and it's so wonderful to be back again. When we sang that song, "No One Ever Cared for Me Like Jesus," it brought back my memory to the time when I was 17, when I first went to South Africa with my parents, and we got there in May. And after a few months being there, we went to our first conference of various missionaries, and there were some English congregations in the country. There was a congregation in the city of East London, which is on the Indian Ocean, up from Cape Town. The first city you get to is Port Elizabeth, which is about 500 miles, and then another, say, 300 miles is the city of East London. And I was really blessed by the young people that came from the church there, which I met at a conference, and they decided they wanted to have an open-air service in town. And so they stood in front of a bank building just in the center, really, the main business center of town on a Saturday morning. And one of the young people from the church stepped forward and sang that song in a beautiful, sweet, pure soprano voice. "I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus." And my, that really touched my heart so much. And that was back in 1951, a long time ago. And still it just moves my heart every time I hear that song. And so along the way, we have these times of blessing, certain junctures in our life experience that make an impression on us that we never forget. And that's one of them for me. I'm so grateful. So now a lot of time has gone by since then. A lot of people that I knew and worked with have gone to be with the Lord already. But the Lord has graciously let us continue on, and we're living in the city of Pietermaritzburg, near two of our daughters, and the Lord has opened up a wonderful opportunity of ministry at Union Bible Institute nearby. And I've been busy teaching right from January up until quite recently, and it was quite a large class that I had, and it kept me pretty busy grading papers and trying to read people's handwriting. And another challenge for me was pronouncing their names. You know, over the years, I've worked with the Northern Sotho people and become familiar with their language, and had to learn some new language sounds that we don't use in English. But I've never before been among the Zulu people, and they have lots of clicks in their language. And when I try to say the names of some of my students, it's quite difficult. And sometimes they bring several consonants together that to them is very easy to say, but I stumble every time. And what a blessing it's been to us to to not only minister to them, but to introduce them to the passion of missions. And they never imagined that they could be missionaries. They are objects of mission work. They're used to missionaries coming to them. And for them to be missionaries, well, that's a thought that they never really had. But that's the opportunity that was given to me by the school, by the Bible school, that I'm teaching missions to Zulus. And it's really exciting to me. And since we came on our trip to the States, I got an email from one of my students, and he said, you know, we haven't seen you for quite a while, and we just wonder, couldn't a group of us, you know, we have mentoring groups, and there are about six young men in the mentoring group that I had, and he said, couldn't our mentoring group come and visit you on Saturday? And I wrote back and I said, well, I would love that. I do. I'm also missing you. But actually, you'd have to come to America if you visited me, because that's where I am. And so, but that's awaiting us when we get back. They're going to want to come and visit us. And I'm grateful for that kind of relationship that I have with them. And that they missed me, that they missed us. And so we're going to see them. We're leaving on the 17th of next month to go back to South Africa. So it's not 3 weeks from now we'll be there, actually before 3 weeks from now. And so we're looking forward to that. But right now we're glad to be right where we are. And I'd like to share with you something that the Lord has been impressing on my heart. And so I'm just sharing with you the way the Lord is speaking to me for myself. And if you find that any of it may apply to you, may be helpful to you, well, then I can only be grateful to the Lord. By the way, I want to say it's so nice to see familiar faces. And Brother Wade, I remember several times I've been here and you were here. It's nice to see you again, and all of you, many of you are just, it's just a blessing.